Tuzin b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to like cause yourself to vomit on Shabbos. So Rashi Lakia, Shoyse Mashkin, you drink a lot, Umaki, and you make yourself vomit it up. For Lederufur, you're not mechavim to heal yourself. Elul Horikis may, if you want to empty out your stomach, Shayuchu Lechov Lishtra Sayim Harbi. You want to be able to eat more today. Namina Perakovis. Yaf agav legoza bo mishum schika samamonim to lab refuahi also mishum demasakin gavra. Even though you're not, there's no issa refuah here, still we see it's also because it's near as if you're being misakin gavra, you're fixing yourself. It's here also to fix up the kid, to smooth out his bones on Shabbos, it's also. For Rav Sheshe says no. Hosom lab urcha, abhoch urcha, trashioch urcha. I mean, over there, it's not a shtake of a person to vomit. So therefore, you do it on Shabbos, that's doima to misakin. But here it's a shteg, it's urcha, it's a normal thing to do. Shrashe v'rehu kemisha machilu mashkeil, it's as if you're giving the baby to drink. It's a normal thing to do. So that's called urchayil, that's not doima to misakin kli. Amir Rav Sheshis minua minolo. How do I know that it's mutter to do this on Shabbos, to smooth out the bones of the kid on Shabbos? Titanan. Machit shal yad, if you have a needle, you'll have to touch on Shabbos, lito bosa kites, in order to take out a splinter on Shabbos. So you see, even though Lukhur is doima to misakin, looks like you're being misakin, you're fixing yourself. You're taking out a splinter. Still, we say it's mutter since it's urchayu. For Rav Nachman, hosam pokid, hocholoi pokid. Rav Nachman says, no, a splinter is not really part of the body. Shrashi pokid means, hakoitza ze einu mechubaboy. The splinter is not part of the body. It's not mechubar. Ela mufkot, it's like in a jar by itself. The nosin shom, it's put there. For it's also in a tikkun. Taking out the splinter, it's not like you took out and be misaking the body itself. It's not considered part of the body. Habahokhalai pocket. Here, vidomilam lochashem, misadrin or machnislam mokim chibru. Here, the bones, and you want to put the bones back in place in the baby's body, since the bones are part of the body, it looks like you're being misaking the goof itself. So, therefore, Rav Nachman holds it's osir, Rav Sheshis holds it's mutter, and Allah, we hold like Rav Sheshis. But this is mutter to do on Shabbos. So, the Mishnah. Kona shel zeisim. A kona is a reed that you use when you're making zeisim, when you're making the olives, to see if it's ready to press them to get the oil out. Is imyesh keshav roishay. If there's like a knot on the head of it, a keshav roishayin is makabel tuma. Then we say this reed is called the kli, that's makabel tuma. The yimlav, if it doesn't have this keshav, this knot, this cover on top of it, ain't makabel tuma. It's not makabel tuma. We'll soon see in the Gemara why, but then it's called a pshute kliyets. It's called a flat piece of wood. That's not makabel tuma. So the Mishnah of a benkach or benkach, whether it has the kesher or whether it doesn't have the kesher, is nitto b'Shabbos. Okay, the hilchah Shabbos is not called muksar; it's called the kli, and you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. So Rashi kona shel zeisim. Now, the exact to understand this case, really, you have to have a kli in front of you to see what it is. Rashi says li'acha misikosim. After you have the oil, the olives together, tzeifer b'matim, you gather them together, v'shomnem esatev b'toichoy, and the oil gets together there, v'noyech losis, and it's ready to come out of the olives. It's when the olives are all ready to be pressed. V'yesh le'kona l'hapchon boy, you have a stick, like a reed, v'liftkoit, you turn around, mix around the olives, and to see if it's ready now that the oil should come out of it. Im karmel kotzorch v'megin l'beis abad, it's ready to let the oil come out, you put it into the beis abad. That's the stick you use to mix up the, shake up the olives. Is the miyakesh b'roishay, kain pakak, it has like a cover to the top of it, shokona kumis. It's a reed, it's like a hollow thing, like a bamboo stick. And on top of the stick, you have a cover for it. Then it's makabel tuma. The kule, the kli, it's called the ksida, the kli. The fisha b'roishay, it's very thick at the head, ktsas. V'yimlav, it doesn't have this pekak, it doesn't have this cover on top, is not called a kli, to makabel tuma. But for the gate to hilchah Shabbos, you can help that it's called a kli. So the Gemara Amai, why is it makabel tuma, even if it has a kesher, the chura pshute kliyetsu, it's only a flat surface of wood. O pshute kliyets ain't a makabel tuma, that's the loch of hilchah tuma, it's not makabel tuma. My time, why not? V'aldumi the sak binim. You learn out hilchah tuma from sak, a sack. Just like a sack, you can metaltal rekem a molim, you can put things inside it. Who are then? You need a kli, that could be makabel. So since this is a pshuta kli, it's a flat piece of wood, it can't be makabel, it can't receive anything inside it, it shouldn't be makabel tumma. After the Gemara, tonem eshmederav nat minchemya, b'shor shemahapich v'zeisim, when you use this stick to mix around the olives to see if they're ready for the oil to come out, you turn the stick upside down and you let some oil go inside it and you look at that oil to see if it's ready or how clean it is. So So since when you're using the stick, it is mekabel, it does receive some of the oil, and you leave the oil inside there, that's called the Beis Kivim. Rashi Rama Yesh Bray Kesher Bereishoy Nihina Midi Kesher Meshav Lemon. Even though the Kesher, the covering on top, makes it a kli, Miyuk Shuta Kli Eitzu. It's only a flat piece of wood. Shafilu Chalalu Ena Chalalu Asla Kabel Klum. Even the hollow part of the inside of the reed, it's not meant to mekabel. You don't receive anything. It's like a, not like a glass that you put water inside it. That there it says Hoypchev Royim the Chalal Reishoy. When you mix up this olives, you let some oil go on the top of it, and you look in it. So mainly you makabel that oil on the top of the kli, therefore it's called a base kibble. But the geit hilchah Shabbos, since it's usable, you have to use it on Shabbos. It's called a kli. However, it's not muksa, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. So the Mishnah writer, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, kol hakelim nitolin, all type of kelim utensils you're allowed to use, not a touch on Shabbos. Chutz min ha-mesamer hagodol, a chutz from a very big sewer, v'yestet shamach risha. And a special type of a peg that you use when you plow on the ground, these kelim are like muksa machmas chasarim kis, these kelim you can't touch on Shabbos. So Rashi misamar ha-godol, it means megeira gadol, a very big sword, shosuya lokis kurus, it's meant to soar up big pieces of wood, big pieces of lumber. And who are then the kli of a yeset shomach risha, or kli godol, it's a big kli, but also a kisak, it's made like a knife, sheboi oisin charit shall tell them, that's how you plow, you make holes in the ground. These people are makbid upon. And people are kopid, means they're makbid not to use it for any other purpose. And they put it away in a special place. It's not right to be used for anything else. So therefore, the ikka malacha that's aimed for on Shabbos is muksa, it's awesome. And this kli is not aimed to use for anything else. You're like makbid, it shouldn't get ruined. That's like yedda, like muksa, makbas, chasar, and kis. You don't want to use it for any other purpose. That loses its shame kli for Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to touch it on Shabbos. You can't move it at all. But all other kelim that you're not makbid so much, like a hammer we had before, that people would use it for other uses, just don't only use it to knock nails in the wall. You'll use a hammer to break open nuts, that's still called a kli on Shabbos, and the tzera gufa, sarkum akarim, it's mutter to be metaltal. But a kli that's makbid, sarkum kis, you're makbid not to touch it at all, so that's a muksa, you can't even touch it, the tzera gufa, and the tzera gufa. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Hai Uchla de Katsri, another type of a kli, we'll soon see, is Kieset Shamach Risha Damya. It's a doyma to the Mishnah's case of a kli, Muksa Machmas Chasarim Kis, because you don't want to use it for any other purpose. So Rashi learns Uchla de Katsri, Kli Nechoshit, it's a kappa kli, for also a kinap, it's made like a sieve, Nikov, has a lot of holes in it. Vusha Kaifsim, it's what the washerman, or Kaivis, or cleaner uses. He puts this sieve on top of the begodim. Or mezalav by hamayim, he lets the water sprinkle on the kelim. So that's this kli. So the kitzah, the kaivis, the washerman, is makbid not to use this kli for any other purpose. So he's makbid and kaveli mokim. That blinds like muksa machmas son kis, you can't touch it for any purpose on Shabbos. Omar Abaya, a charva de ushchvi. That's another type of a knife, Trashi Sakin Shavatsanim. The knife that a tanner uses to cut his skin is also the Ashavcha v'chatnash, the Ushafi. That's one case. He got this knife that the tanner uses. V'sakina the Ashavta. Trashi Ushakina the Ashavta means Sakin Shabes Hamakulun. The knife that the butcher uses. Shaktsovi Mekatsum by Botzer. Bosser. It's in the main marketplace, the makunin, there's a special big knife that they use to cut the meat. So that knife is also like a muksa machas kis. The chatzino de nagri. The chatzino de trashi, kolhani. That's also what the chatzino de nagri. Type the carpenter uses this type of a tool. The trashi, kolhani, kafti layu. All these tools, the umin, the workman, is makbid not to touch it. Mishum de mevgomi ul makatsi lu biyadayim. He's afraid of become pagan, or get ruined. So therefore, he's makslemi biyadayim. He puts it away and separates it, not to use it at all on Shabbos. So that blinds like a muksa machmas chasarim kis. You put it aside, not to use it at all. That's muksa, like the Mishnah says. These kelim can't be touched at all. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Barishena hayoyimrim. At the beginning, they used to say, that what shloisha kelim nitolim Shabbos. At the beginning, the Rabbanan made a takona that on Shabbos you only allowed to touch three types of kelim. These are the kelim that are most used. Rashi, Gimel kelim, the suloi, and nothing more. Well, the Kama Mamrina, later the Gemara says that who made this takana? To be made. Nechemia ben Chakli, Bebayesheni. He was in this man of Bayesheni. Is Gozru al Tutu Kola Kelam. Rabbana made Xera not to touch any Kelam on Shabbos. Why? Could they lig their gedder to make offense? Lahakme be Yisuri Shabbos, to be Machmer on Yisuri Shabbos mid Rabbonim, Mifnei Shoyim Akilim Bo. Since at his time his door was very makel on Hilcha Shabbos, so he made a takona to be Machmer on them not to touch any Kelam. Now what did they say? Only three Kelam that Kamaki can't get along without them, you're allowed to use on Shabbos. What were these? That's Miktsoya Shadvela, the knife you need to cut up your cake of the veil of the pie of figs. There's something you need mamish to cut the food with. Trashi Miktsoya Izmo Shemachatchem by the veil of. Vyasubi Miktsoya Smetargrin, yeah. Vyazuhamo Listerin. So Trashi at the Kalkvila, it's like a big ladle. Shemachatchem by Zuhamashagdera. You take out the bad part of the pot. Also, you need this for the food on Shabbos. That's mutter to touch. Vyazuhamo Listerin. The Zuhama listen Shakadeira. And the third thing is the Sakan Kitana Shagabe Shukan. The posh of the knife that you use on the table to cut your food. Trashi Vasakan cut in Shakhim by lechem that you cut your meat, you cut your lechem, your meat, your bread, or boss on the meat. For Eichlin and eat it. Tahani Tibirin Batashmish. These things are very usable, in other words you need it very, you can't get along without them. Therefore the Rabbanan in Nasa these. And as the kids are like silverware, will go into the first takana that was mutter, but any other kelim is not also to touch on Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, Hetiru, later on the next door was mater, v'chazru v'etiru, then later on there were mater again, v'chazru v'etiru, and later on there were mater even a third time. At Shomru, until it finally came out the maskona, what was the din? Like it says in our Mishnah, kol ha-kelim, all type of kelim, nitolim b'shabbos, you're allowed to touch on Shabbos, you're allowed to use them. I will soon see for what purpose. At least it has certain times you're allowed to use them. Chutz only, min misamer hagodol, that's this big sword, that you makatsa mokim, you makbid, not to touch it for any other purpose. So it's like a klisha machtai, muksa machtai chsor and kiss, it's too valuable, it means too much for you, you don't touch it for anything. The yestet shamachrisha, and hu adin, the yestet shamachrisha, this peg that you use, the special peg, special type of a knife, you use for plowing, you're very much, but not to use for any other thing, therefore it's muksa. But any other kalim, you have even though it's a malachta liyissa, like a hammer, you still have a right to use it at certain times. We'll soon see the tnoim, when you're allowed to use it, when not. So the Gemara, my hetiru v'chozru v'tiru v'chozru v'tiru. What does it mean, these three different heterim that they had? Like Rashi says, hetiru means oid. Ki shero shechozru lihizorek tzas bisur Shabbos. When the Chum saw that the people were becoming to be makbid on Hilchah Shabbos, v'chozru v'tiru, they were matter something. U'kishenizru yoyser, when they saw their matter, they were nizru even more on Hilchah Shabbos, v'chozru v'tiru, they were matter a second time. V'kam m'forosh maiku l'hanach v'tiru. The Gemara will soon explain, what does it mean, they were matter, matter, matter. Ha'chomru z'trashi, oy, v'chozru v'tiru es ha'kul, ha'chomru kol ha'kel n'tolim chutz v'nasem ragod, like al Mishnah. Now, Shret Gemara, what are these three heterim, heterim, v'tiru? Omer Abai, Abai learns like this. Hetiru dover shom lachta leheter. Metchil there mat is something that's malachta leheter. In other words, like a chair, a table, a kli that's malachta leheter. A kli that you use to heter. There mat you to touch it, letzer hufay. You're allowed to touch a chair if you want to use the chair itself. That's all. If you don't want to use the chair though, they asked you to touch it on Shabbos, to move it. Then they gave a second heter. You have this chair that's a klisha mlachtel heter. Now they want you to touch it not only for the purpose of sitting on it, but even if you just want the mokam, tzarech mekaymai. You don't want the chair to be here. You want to walk through this place now. That's also it's called tzarech mekaymai. They want you to touch it. To move it. The alamol, the halacha of muksa is you're allowed to touch muksa. You're just not allowed to move it. Then they gave a third heter, that dove shom lachtel yisr. Even though the ikka purpose, the ikka use of this kli like a hammer, is meant to bang, to build with, that's also on Shabbos, still we say, letzerach gufayin. If you want to use this hammer now to crack open nuts, it's mutter to use it on Shabbos. Of letzerach mekaymaloi. If you want to use it just letzerach mekaymaloi, for that they weren't matter you. Adar lant abayah. Of the Yadayin, still, the Yodayachasin, they're only matter you touch a kli, even serve gufay, or kli shamachal leheter, if you could use it, move it with one hand. Of a Vishte Yod of Loi, But if you need two hands, it's such a big chair, you can't move it with one hand, you need two hands to move it, it was awesome. Ach Amru, until finally comes our Mishnah that says the final heter, Kol HaKelem Nitolem B'Shabbos, V'yafilu B'Shtei Yadayim. Any type of a kli you're allowed to use on Shabbos, move it on Shabbos, even though it's so heavy, so big, that you have to use two hands, still it's mutter. But according to Abaya, it's only mutter a kli shamalachta leheter, zay letzarach gufay, whether you need the kli itself to sit on, letzarach mekoymay, you just don't want the kli to be in this place, you want to walk through here, or else, hu adin a kli shamalachta leheter, they're only matter to letzarach gufay. They're only matter to move the hammer on Shabbos if you want to use the hammer to break open nuts. But the tzarach mekoymay, saka osur. Let's say you have the hammer on your chair, and you want to move the hammer away because you want to sit on the chair, that's the loser. Azoy land abaya. Omale rova frekta rova kasha tabaya. Michti, let's see. Hetiru katoni. It says that Chomim later made a heter that became kumnekel in Hilchos Muksa. Is mali letzara gufay, mali letzara mekoymay. Once they're mat you to touch it, my nafkamina this heter whether tzara gufay, whether you want to move the chair to sit on the chair, or whether you want to move the chair today to walk through this place, the chair shouldn't be in this mokum. His rub holds that exact same heter. The tzara gufay and the tzara mekoymay is the same matter. If you want to move a hammer, whether you want to use it to bang or to crack open nuts, or whether you just want to move the hammer to get it off your chair to be able to sit down on the chair, that's the exact same heter. So you land rubber. Elohama Rova. What's the pshat in the three heterim? Hetiru was the first thing, dover shomalachta leheter. A kli shomalachta leheter, like a pillow or a blanket, bein letzarach gufay, or bein letzarach mekoymay. Whether you want to move the pillow because you want to use it to sleep with now, or whether you want to move it today to use the makom where it is, it's mutter. That was the first heter. V'chazru v'hetiru mecham letzel. Then they were even matthew to move a pillow just to save it from the sun. Or you have a keli that's hetetik, a spoon or a fork out in the sun, you don't want the sun to ruin it, you're allowed to move it, mechamal itzil. Then the third hetu was even something like a hammer. The kli that's oimid miyuchid rov tashmish liyisr. Rov tashmish of a hammer is to bang with, to build with, which is also on Shabbos. Still, the tzara gufay, the tzara mekoymay in. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos, the tzara gufay. That means if you want to use the hammer to crack open nuts, you're allowed to use the hammer on Shabbos. And who are doing the tzara mekoymay? If you have your hammer sitting on your chair, and you want to sit down on the chair now, you want the mokum where the hammer is, you're allowed to move the hammer to sit on the chair. This is the chumrah though. But you can't move a hammer just to save the hammer. If the hammer is in the sun and the sun is ruining it, you're not allowed to move the hammer on Shabbos because it's muksa. Only such a kli that one person can pick up. But let's say you need two people to move it. Let's say you want to move a couch on Shabbos. You need two people, maybe it's awesome. Shomru, that's the last heter of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, Kol HaKelim Nitolim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to move any keli on Shabbos. Afilu B'Shnei B'nei Yodim. Even if it's such a big and heavy keli that you need two people to move it, still it's mutter to move it on Shabbos. As I have Rava, as I have Melalocha, like Rava says. Bye-bye. Eisvei Abaye is the kasha not to Rova. So the famous brayse you always have that meducha, that's this chopper, a kli you used to chop with, imyesh bo shum metaltlenoisa. If there's some garlic left in the chopper, then you're allowed to touch it on, move it around on Shabbos, because agav, the oichel is called, it's not muksa. Because the ikar is the oichel, not the kli. Of the yim lav, if there's no more oichel, there's no more shum, no more garlic inside it, is ein metaltle noisa. Says you're not allowed to move this keli. Why? L'chur, because it's a kli shom lachta liyisr, it's a chopper. So l'chur, the kashrus, according to Rava, that you hold a kli shom lachta liyisr, you're allowed to move the tzara gufa, tzara mekoymai. So how come here it says it's osa, period? That there it is, halka v'mayaskinu mechamal etzel. It's only osa if you want to move it just from take it out of the sun into the shade, for no other purpose. Where you need with a tzara gufa, tzara mekoymai, and a chlam is takamutu. Eis for another kasha frekta baya terova. V'shovim we had before, shim kotzav olav bosa sh'osla tautloi. That after you use this board to chop the meat on, when you finish chopping the meat on yantiv, the board becomes muksa. The chur is somewhat of a tekli shom lachta liyisar, of the tzara gufa, tzara mekoymai, it should be mutter. And the same thing. If you want to use the board to do some hetadika or tashmish with it, it's mutter. If you want to move it to sit on the makam or use the makam, it's also mutter. If you're only moving it for the purpose to take it out of the sun, just to save it, shouldn't be a hefsid, that's awesome. But it's esve. Vishovin. Omer Rabbi Chanina. When will you have this first brace that it says everything is usher? There are only matter then three kalim mamash tzarech that you need. That's b'mei nechemya ben chakliya. Because the postik says by yom mahim reisi b'yehuda dorchim gitos b'shabbos. They're mamash working in the fields on Shabbos. Or mevi'in haremus, they're bringing in the crops on Shabbos. So the Yidden were mechal Shabbos, they weren't nizr and shmir Shabbos. Therefore made this takona, this gzeira, not to touch any kalim at all on Shabbos. Until that the Bryce is later, that Hetiru v'chazir v'tiru, like Rashi learns, that later on they saw the Yidden were more nizr in Hilchah Shabbos, so they were matter more the tashmish of the kalim of muksa. Minagav, the ikka yisayid of muksa, really it's a machlekes Rambam and the Ramban, the Ravid also, why the Chazal asked you not to touch certain kalim on Shabbos. The Ravid learns, like we'll see more later, it's Mishum Haitzor. This is a gzera, the Rabbanan didn't want you to carry any kalim at all, even in your house on Shabbos. Because if you start carrying them in your house, we're afraid you carry them outside. It's Nisa Haitzor. So that's why Chazal asked you not to touch Muksa on Shabbos. No, they couldn't ask for everything. Certain kalim is a big tzarech to have a bimater. So that's the gdorim, when they're matter, when they're aser. The klishom lafta leheta, they're matter to metalta, to move it around, even nechamal etzel. A klishom lafta leyisr, they're only matter, so who for sech mukaymai. But the reason why they answered muksa is they don't want you to come to carry things outside. The Rambam learns, no, the Rambam learns a different pshat, that the reason why they answered muksa, I think he has around three different tamim, but the kitzur is that Shabbos should be different than chol. They don't want you to use the same kalim to do the same things you do in the middle of the weekday as you do on Shabbos. You want Shabbos to be nikkur, it's different to Yom HaKadosh. Also, maybe if you start touching these kalim, maybe you come to do the malacha. Like Lamash, if you start playing around with needles, we're afraid maybe you come sewing on Shabbos. Or you have a hatchet, maybe you start to chop the wood on Shabbos. So therefore the Yassad Muksa Klish or Mahtal Yisr, we don't want you to touch it, that it should be nikkur, today is Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any malacha on Shabbos. Right. Omer Kanin Omar Kolois. We'll soon see these halachas about Kanin. We'll soon see what Kanin are, these pieces of wood that the staffs they put in between the Lechem upon them on every Shabbos. We'll soon see they used to put the new Lechem on the Shulchan every Shabbos. Six Lechems on one side and six on the other side, piled up one on top of another. So they used to put Kanim sticks in between one Lechem and the other Lechem, that some air should get in, that it shouldn't be misapish the Lechem, shouldn't get stale. Vaitu makolis, that's another law of using wood to hold the Korban Pesach on it. Well, some see, or a galustero, that's a belt that you use in the door like a lock, or meducha, who had in the law of a chopper, a cleat that you chop with, is kulam koidim haturas kelim nishnu. As we'll soon see halacha that all these kelim are osir. They blend like muksa. Zokri Abelezer, they're only osir before the desbizman, b'yumei nechemya. When the first brisa, when they asked it all kelim. But the bizman is there now that they're chosru, vetiru. Like our Mishnah says, the kola kelim mitolim. So now that they're matir ready, these kelim, to metaltul, who are then you could be metaltul these halachas also. That's the way Abelezer learns. Is even though they're mishnayis and it says it's also, it's only kaidim the heter. But after the heter of muksa, these kelim are also mutter. What is halachis? Kanim bitnan. What's the loch of a kan of a stick, like we learned? Loi sidur hakanim, volonity losan doichas a Shabbos. Neither putting the kanim in between the lechems on Shabbos, or else taking off the kanim on Shabbos, taking off the kanim, ya adoichas Shabbos. You see, our sucha Shabbos is also a smuksam to touch these kanim. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi loy sidur hakanim, shoyu noisnim b'mareches lechem aponim. They used to put a stick in between each challah, lehafrid them, to separate them, likones teruach, that the air should come in between them, binayim. Shlo yisafshu, we don't... Yeah, Zutrashi, loy sidir hakanin, shoyu noisnim b'mareches lechem aponim b'inchala lechala. He's on the shulchan, when they had the lechem aponim, six and six, they used to put kanim, like a stick, in between each challah. Lahafridim, to separate them, likonis ruach b'nayim, that the ruach, some air, should come in between each lechem. Shlo yisafshu, that the lechem should not become spoiled. V'loin yitilosan, min hamaroch yishona, from the old, from last week's challah. You can't take off the sticks. Shrashi, doich es haShabbos. Elo, what was the eitz? If you couldn't take it off and put it back on Shabbos, how do they manage? Elo nichnas b'erev Shabbos. The kohen used to come into the shulchan on erev Shabbos. V'noitel hakanim. He took off the sticks in between the lechems on erev Shabbos. Well, the mocha melu came the next day on Shabbos. Misalek hamaroch hayishonim. They used to stamp, take off the six breads. And there were no kanim in between them, because they took it off Friday. So on Shabbos, he just took away the old 6 or 12 chalis. U'mesadav hachadosha. And they used to put the new breads now on Shabbos. But like kanim, and when they put them up one on top of another, now on Shabbos, they didn't use the kanim, the sticks, to divide them. No, olomaitzoy Shabbos, after Shabbos, nichnas, the kohen used to go inside, v'naisun hakanim b'nayim, then he would put the sticks in between the lechem, zoom. So this, hazot the Rebbe Lezer, this halacha, that says, you're not allowed to touch these sticks on Shabbos, zu nishnis koidem heter. This is before the Ramater, minyan harishon. Why do hamalach don heter? These sticks are the malach as a heter? Like, what is the stick aimed for? It's aimed to put in between two breads to divide them, that the air should come there, that they shouldn't become spoiled. Now that's the malach as heter. You're allowed to store your bread on Shabbos. And still, it says it's also to hamalach. So, kos lutzar gufan. And here we're even asking, you can't use it after lutzar gufay. So, this issa was only learned by Zman of Nehemiah when we asked that muksa so strong. Or belated dervis when they made the Ethereum, like in our Mishnah's time already, Havadim it's mutter to touch these kind of on Shabbos. By the Makolos, what's the loch of a makil? Titsinan. Makolos dakin chalokim hoyushom. It's by Erev Pesach, when used to make the korban Pesach, they used to have special clean sticks there. They put the stick across one side on your shoulder, one side on your friend's shoulder, the toilet. They would hang the korban pesach on it. That's after they shechted the animal. They would hang it there. That's where they would skin the animal to get the skin off, like we learned the Gemara before. In order to get the imurim, in order to get the chelev out of the behemoth, you have to skin it. So that's what they used to do in the middle of the weekday. What happens if every pesach comes out on Shabbos? At the loch, you're allowed to shech the korban pesach, and like we had before, you're allowed to skin the animal enough, at least ar hachozah to the breast, in order to get the imurim out. Zokter on Shabbos though, you can't use these sticks. Now, how do you do it? Zokter blesem,